Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scooper hoop-ball.com presentation. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, at Hoopball Pels is the show, HoopBallPels. Strange when you highlight different letters in the reading out of each of those things, it makes it sound a bit strange. L. Anyway, enough of my carry-on. Welcome back. Of course, we played the second night of a back-to-back today. Usually, I try to get the episodes out a little bit sooner. I've had a busy day. I've been at work, and then I had to watch the game, and then I was off for footy training, off to AFL footy training. I don't play AFL, but just local community grassroots, I suppose, football training. We fired up again. That's a winter sport, but you know, February, close enough in Australia, I guess. It's only 37 or so. But yeah, the game, to the game. That's what we're here to talk about. You'd probably rather me just rattle on about different things anyway, because it was not great. The win streak ends at 4 after a game that we probably should have come out and stomped them. Second night of a back-to-back, the Chicago Bulls came out hungry, they came out accurate, and especially really good at shooting threes. They broke their franchise record, which, if that doesn't give you a bit of an indication as how our night went, they hit 25 three-pointers on us, which was their record. Previous was 22. Not that impressive by our guys at all. It was honestly an effort that I suppose we really could have improved on. We came out a bit lackadaisical. Now, I'm gonna put my little asterisks out there, and I know in the last episode I was like, oh, we should come out and we, you know, the starters haven't played very much, and so everyone should be fresh and the like. Now, and we should punish them inside because they're two starting big men are out. Well, we sort of didn't do that. They lit us up from three. Zach LaVine was the difference maker. He hit almost a career high, 46 points. I think 49 is his career high. He had 22, I think, in the first quarter and didn't look back from there. Kobe White was his Robin to his Batman. He dropped 30 on us as well, and it was raining threes. LaVine, 9 three-pointers. Patrick Williams chipped in with one. Kobe White had 8 of 17. 4 from Valentine, 2 from Garrett Temple, and 1 from Satoransky, and honestly, we just couldn't answer. It was a barrage. They started the game shooting, I think it was 11 of 12 from 3. It was about 8 in a row, and, you know, it was difficult. We kept pace for pretty much up to halftime. The first quarter, they scored 44 on us. Second quarter, They dropped 22, whereas we dropped 40. So we've gone on a bit of a run. I think we got up by about 7. We only dropped 34 in the first quarter. Not too bad. Down by 10. Swing it a bit. And then the third quarter, we did our age-old efforts, I suppose. We saw the Pels of old. We scored 14 points and they scored 40. So that was really good. Not bad at all. And that was sarcasm as well. And quarter four, we dropped 28 and they dropped 23. In the end, we lost 129 to 116. But that was pretty much it. I mean, it was a night where whatever could go wrong did go wrong. They couldn't miss. Yeah, 25 three-pointers. They shot 53 behind the arc, 53%, 59% overall. We shot 50% and 13 of 36 three-pointers, which is not that good. Usually when we hit over 15, I think we win. But yeah, it just was unfortunate. Didn't come together and we just got out. We got outworked, and I think that's what frustrates me the most. It was a game that was absolutely winnable. At halftime, we went in 7-up, and we know that that's not a big enough lead for our Pels. But it, yeah, it was difficult. It was frustrating and difficult, and you know these guys deserve better. Well, I suppose Stan and the fans and everyone deserve better because the effort tonight just wasn't there. We were told before the game that they didn't get in till about midnight into Chicago, and then you know, then you've got to unwind from a quick flight after a game, and then go straight back into that back-to-back. But again, we didn't play to our strengths. You know, they were sitting there without their two biggest guys. Wendell Carter Jr.'s out. Laurie Markkanen was out. Otto Porter Jr., good wing defender, is out. And instead of using Steven Adams and using Billy and using Zion and going to them, you know, we decided that we were going to get into a shootout with them. And when have we been a shootout team? Never. Shooting threes for us is a bonus. Punish them inside. If you've got a short team, you've got Thad Young who sits, I think, what is he, 6'8 or something, and you've got 7 feet guys who are built like the proverbial brick shithouse, you know, we should punish him. Go inside. Go at him. And instead, we settled for contested threes. The ball movement wasn't there. You know, we took care of the ball for most of the game until the last quarter. You know, we only had 12 turnovers. They had 16. But they had 21 points off turnovers, whereas we only had 15. And that's the difference, is if you can turn the ball over and score, that's your easy baskets. But they were so good at getting back and catching us off guard that we didn't fire a shot all night. There was a couple of bright sparks, and I'll get to those later on. But overall, just a lackadaisical effort. The guys looked lethargic out there. There wasn't that spring in their step, especially after last night where the guys came out and that was a real statement win without the starters. But tonight, starters looked slack, bench looked slack, and it looked like we didn't care. And that was something that really frustrated me. There was a point in the fourth quarter where we started making a run, and I think it was back to 11, and we forced a miss. We did great defense. It was fantastic stop. And everyone just decides to run up the court and realize that, no, you didn't actually get the rebound. They've got the rebound, kicked it out to an open, I think, Satoransky, who splashed a three, put it back up by 14 with about 5 minutes to go. And you're sitting there going, you had all the momentum. And then that just takes the wind completely out of your sails because you didn't get a rebound. You did all the hard work for 24 seconds for them to miss a shot and didn't secure the rebound. And I remember vividly last year, there was episodes where I was just going, the first thing we need to do, I remember going back through the early games last year, secure the rebound. That's where the defensive end possession ends. And what makes it frustrating is that we have really good rebounders. But in that last quarter, we're playing this defensive sieve lineup, small ball, Zion 5, I think it was Kyra was on, which was good. I like seeing him. He's been playing really well. He was probably the best of the night, and we'll talk about him. Josh Hart was on, maybe Lonzo as well. And there was someone else. I don't know, maybe Eric Bledsoe. And we went really short. It was B.I., pardon me. And that lineup just cannot defend. It can't get a rebound. And we were just getting absolutely murdered in these contested rebounds in the last quarter when really, if you had someone like a Steven or a Willie on who could just secure the rebounds, you know, all of a sudden you're in with a chance and you're getting these defensive stops. Instead, we played this silly lineup, and I know we wanted to match their shooting, and I get that, but they had two players that were beating us. It was Kobe White and Zach LaVine, and we've got three good guard defenders. Okay, you've got those. Then put Zion on, or make B.I. be a defender. He's come leaps and strides in the last couple of games. Make them lock down on one of those two, or just play two of them. Say it's the starters. Just put the starters in, and you win that game. But, yeah, I think it was really highlighted by, I think, 4 minutes to go. They threw the ball. They got another good stop. Threw the ball to Brandon Ingram, who just missed the ball that went out of bounds as they were walking it up the court. And that was pretty much the story of the night. It was frustrating. It's the beginning of the Mardi Gras road trip. So we go on to play Dallas on Saturday morning for me, so Friday night. So we get a day's rest, but that'll be travel. Now, disappointing. Disappointing loss. And a really winnable game. Really winnable. You know, there was a lot of hype about this. This was one that you could really punch on. All of a sudden, we're 500. Now we drop a game against a team that's not better than us. It's lost to the Wizards at home. And we leave it packing. So it was like the Minnesota game, honestly. I said the amount of energy in that was exactly that. And if that's what this road trip's going to be like, well, let's settle in, because it is going to be frustrating. Guys, we'll go over to the box score. For us, I know I chatted about the Bulls. B.I. was... got an inefficient 21 points. He was 2 of 9 from 3, 6 of 19 on the night. Zion Williamson was a bright spot. He had 29 points. Not as many assists. He only had 2 assists on the night, which was a shame because he'd been coming up with that. 12 of 18, and he had to work really hard for that 12 of 18. Lonzo Ball had 19 points in the first half and had 21 for the whole game. So that makes it so difficult when the guy goes ice cold. And I honestly think it was because we didn't feed him enough. He had 6 of 13 shooting, 4 of 10 from 3, and in the final few minutes, they were just launching threes, and you're sitting there going, well, no wonder he can't hit them, because he hasn't had a shot for 2 quarters. So if we want him to play as that third guy and light him up like he has in the last few games, we've got to keep him hot, and we iced him a bit. We only got 21 minutes from Steven Adams, which I think is a mistake. We didn't play him enough. 17 minutes from Eric Bledsoe, because Kyra played a good 23 minutes. He's starting to eat in. He had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals on...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
some good shooting, 5 of 7 shooting, 2 of 3 from 3-pointers, and he did leave 2 free throws, but he got there. Twice, so he had 2 of 4 with his free throws. Redick had 18 minutes, did nothing. Willie Hernangómez, or Billy, pardon me, Big Bill, he had 14 minutes, 9 and 3, and he was solid, but this small ball, I hate it. We should play Pelicans basketball, which is punish them because we're so much freaking bigger. Use your strength, because that's what it's there for. You've got a 7-foot Kiwi bloke who's built like a monster. Play through him. You've got Zion Williamson who can jump out of the gym. He's a tank. He's a monster with the athleticism of Michael Jordan. Like, give him the ball, because he can jump out the gym. It's like Vince Carter in Zach Randolph's body. Give him the ball. It's just, yeah, it's frustrating. You shouldn't drop games like this, and especially for lack of effort. Particularly when you weren't, okay, your second night of a back-to-back and you had to travel. Okay, well, that's the NBA. You didn't play, no starter played more than 30 minutes. No one except Josh Hart played more than 30 minutes. And Josh Hart backed it up with 27 again tonight, you know, and he was all right. He's got us, those 3-pointers are no good, but if we head over to the plus-minus, the only plus was Willie, or Billy, and Redick. Redick was a +1, and Hernangómez was a +4 on the night. Everyone else was minus, Stephen Adams was minus 16, which I don't, well, I suppose you play 21 minutes and don't really have an impact. You're sitting there, well, we're obviously using you wrong. But that, I suppose, is what happens when a team wants it more. They really did. The three-point shooting was just unbelievable. And great call again by AD and Joel Myers. You know, they're not going to shoot like that all night. They're not going to shoot 90% for the whole game. And they didn't, but they did shoot 50%. And that's just not good enough. You can't let them have that many shots. There was two players that beat us tonight. I don't mind if Denzel Valentine gets 50 shots because he's not going to be the guy that beats you. But Zach LaVine getting 20 in the first quarter and us just not realizing that maybe if you put a body on him, he won't win. He won't, like, decimate you from outside. He hits three-pointers like their layups, and we just did not identify that. Kobe White just was shooting open jumpers all night. It was like he was in the training gym. But, you know, you live and you learn. There's still more games. Plenty more to go. The next game, as I talked about, is on Saturday morning for me, Friday night, and that is against the Mavericks. It's an ESPN game, so I suppose it's national. We're now 11-13. They're 12-14 after a win against Atlanta. And that watched a replay of that this afternoon. It was quite good. It was a good game. They got these little minis on ESPN Australia, which you can watch the whole game in about half an hour, which is nice. Little segue there. But, they're going to be a tough game, tough team. We're going into their home court. They also don't have very good big men, besides Kristaps Porzingis, who plays like a shooting guard. They don't have a good front court. So if we use our strengths and limit their shooting, because if they're going to hit threes, well, then you're going to lose, then perhaps we have a chance of winning. But I'm not going to say anything about this result because we'll probably get belted. If I do, I'll jinx the team again, because God forbid I talk about a win streak. It's almost a dirty word with this team. But remember, all is not lost, because we did have, the last time we had a 4-game win streak, we made the playoffs. And then we swept Portland Trailblazers in 4. But we did have Anthony Davis, Rajon Rondo, and don't know if Marcus was there at that time. Don't remember. But that was a pretty good team. We had Drew Holiday as well, who was phenomenal. But I digress. So we'll take those guys on. We'll head down to Dallas. The guys have got to settle in quickly and get acclimatized. The game after that is, I don't think it's another back-to-back. Nope. I don't think it is. I think we get a day off, which is nice. We play the Pistons the day after on Sunday night. So that's Monday morning for me. And then we go on to, we get another day off. We don't have many back-to-backs. We've got another national game against the Grizzlies. This road trip is tough. And then we're home against Portland Trailblazers. So, what do we got? Mavericks. we got Detroit, and then we got the Grizzlies, and that's our home. That's our little road trip. So we're all over the shop in terms of travel. But you want to bank these. You want to beat Detroit, and you want to beat the Grizzlies again. So if you can get those two, that's happy days. And you got to take on a Portland team that's had a few injuries, but Damian Lillard, you can't count out. The guards have got to be on against a guy like that. And these guys are going to adapt. In terms of the Grizzlies, Jonas Valanciunas, after playing us and doing really well in half a game, came out and had a 27 and 20 games, or 23 rebound, I think, and 27 points after 2 weeks off with COVID. So, you know, this guy's no slouch, and all of a sudden we'll have to play big, won't we? But anyway, you know, this has turned into a bit of a ranty podcast. Before I do my keys to the game, of course, I'd like to thank the sponsors. MyBookie.ag, good friends of HoopBall. Use code HoopBall and you'll get a deposit match up to 50% of your initial deposit. You put $10 in, you'll get $5 back. See, I've used smaller numbers today. More in line with my budget, I guess. You put $50 in, you're going to get $25 back. That is some quick maths. And also, good friends of the show, manscaped.com. If you need a shave, we'll go and get them. Hoopball20 is the code, HOOPBALL20, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Tell them we sent you there, and they've got some gift pack. I've seen it on Facebook coming up. There's a little ad, and they're like, oh, for the person that let themselves go in quarantine. Well, you know, maybe you have let yourself go a bit in quarantine. Go and get a gift bag and give it to a mate or use it yourself and have a shave and clean yourselves up. But don't stop listening here, because this is where you're going to get all your Pels news. Now, my three key takeaways from the game today is, number one, give all of the minutes to Kyra Lewis, because he is the future. He is a fantastic player, 14 points, as I said, had some key takeaways. He was a real spark plug for us, honestly. He came in, he is a true point guard who has got some crafty skills. You know, he did a nice dunk. He runs really quick. His change of pace is phenomenal. When there was a point where he just blew past Kobe White, and Kobe's a fast player in himself. But yeah, he looks like the real deal, and I love seeing these minutes. Does it make Eric Bledsoe expendable? I don't know. He's down to 17 minutes. So we'll see what happens. But that's probably a matchup thing anyway. Number two is effort is everything. We can tell when you're off, and the Pels tonight were off. You know, travel's hard, and back in a hotel, away from your family, away from the comforts of home, you miss Mardi Gras, and all of a sudden, you drop your first game on a road trip. Well, hopefully we can just get 50% from these. They'll be good to bank those. Get us above, not thereabouts, near 500, hover around this area. But, yeah, effort is everything. You know, we needed to bottle what Josh Hart brought in the last game and use it tonight. If we could have sprayed it on them all, it would have been fantastic. But the guys come out and they looked a bit lethargic, and hopefully they bounce back next game. My third one is play to your strengths. It's so obvious when we decide to play the opponent's game plan and we're not as good at it. We're not ready to play these fandangled lineups where you're throwing out all these random players, because if we play our normal game, we win. That's what happens. Make them play on our terms. We don't have to adjust and play this silly small ball lineup. I hate it. Honestly, it is. We've got two genuine centers there now. You've got Steven Adams, and Steven Adams like in Big Bill. So use them, because it's frustrating to watch when you're just watching them blow by us and everyone wants to score on one end and then we don't and we can't get a defensive stop at the other end. The defense just turns into a bucket with holes in it, into a wet paper bag, basically. Just ran straight through you. And, yeah, that's frustrating. But they're the three key takeaways. Overall, we could be better. We can bounce back. We can take this Mavericks team on. They were a bit... They've been up and down as well. I think they're right down the bottom of the ladder. They'll come out hungry after a good win against Atlanta. But, you know, I watched the mini of that, as I said, and that was not convincing. Was probably more that Trae Young just likes to launch them from half court rather than drive to the basket. That probably cost them in the end. But, you know, John Collins is an absolute beast. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. Look after yourselves. I'm going to see you all, speak to you all probably, after the next game. Saturday, Arvo? All right, guys. Look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.